It's like, what can we attach this to make people want to buy it? It's like, got it.
You want an elephant necklace? No, not really. It'll save an elephant. All right.
Let me get that. Meanwhile, they don't poach the elephant.
Exactly. All the ivory.
What? Got tusk in it. It's got a little ivory little gold.
Yep.
You tried to save them and you killed them, huh?
Man, you got some. Are those new highlights?
Yeah, they are.
I
I see you. I
noticed.
got my hair. You know, it's
Blonde.
like spring is upon us. So I thought, you know, rebirth of the roots.
Okay.
You know?
Should I go blonde? I was thinking about it.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it. But if I
Man.
was, thank you for being
You
honest.
know what? If Pat, if you showed up with a fade tomorrow, I would be like,
Man.
what is the world coming
If I showed
to?
up with blonde dreads, I would
It's
get
kind of on
jumped.
brands. I wouldn't be surprised.
I would get verbally jumped.
The frosty tips. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Austin
do the frosty
tips.
tips. You know, go back to the 90s.
I remember when that was a thing when niggas from Atlanta were like dipping their dreads in like green and red and stuff like that.
And you
I
was
was like,
envious.
no, I said I would never do that. And I didn't. Kept my promise.
But you're
What if
still
you get
thinking about
half
it.
the head shaved? Like this side right here, get a little part, get the cloud in the head. You know what I'm saying?
People would be like, what's going on, Pat? Like, what? What's happening in your life?
We fly, man. You know what I'm saying? Walking beer boy, baby. You always got your hair up anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? That'd be, you know what I'm saying? Nice little peekaboo, little Easter egg.
Hide go see.
That's funny.
Hey, look, I just got a cloud light. Check it out. You see it?
Oh,
Turn
wow.
it
I see
on, turn
it.
it on.
Oh,
Oh, it's cute. Look at
yeah,
you.
it's kind
Oh,
of, it looked kind of blown out.
Yeah.
yeah.
Look at your little layer, looking
I
very
know. I
Kai
was gonna say,
Cenat-ish.
like, I wish there wasn't so much other stuff going on because the cloud would really stand out. It looked like the
Yeah.
cloud is trying to like
It's getting
find.
jumped by the other stuffed animals.
It's hitting right. The
I
cloud.
put looks
It
like it's a
there.
fishing pole. You know, like in Mario and Super Mario Brothers,
It
don't they have
does. It
swords?
absolutely does. I was trying to give that closet some pop. It has nothing over
Nah,
there.
not that. Not that, friend. Something else, maybe.
I need something.
Hey, you got two gaming chairs? How extreme are you gaming that you
Well,
got to switch chairs?
one's for over here.
Okay, so that's a music chair.
Yeah, but then I also have cloudy arcade things. I haven't done it in a long time, but sometimes people come and play multiplayer, and I don't want that. They'd be just standing up behind me. So,
I see the
gotcha.
booty cushion too. Is that the okay? I see booty cushion on the chair.
Oh my God, no, that's not. This is
Yes,
a
it is.
Hey,
You know
it's
when you
okay.
get,
Listen,
you
this is
know, Pat
the
getting ready for his
thing.
BBL.
I was
He
about to say,
gotta.
it's the BBL ring.
Listen, hemorrhoids affect a good population in the US, Pat. There's nothing to be ashamed of, bro. It's okay.
Here's dealing with
Yeah.
him right now.
Wow. Courtney,
Thank
I
you,
thought we were
Courtney.
ganging up on him. You
Yeah.
are a switch hitter.
She
Wow.
came through and started squaring up with me.
Yeah, it's no
Leave him
loyalty.
alone. I'm just down like,
Remember that
Courtney.
chick that was like, when she was about to fight,
Oh, ooh, that was scary. She just like, and she kept like shuffling forward. I know exactly what you're talking about. That was
somebody had
scary.
wind her up and she just took off. That was
It's
wild.
not.
Yeah. It was
It's not.
the elephant. Listen, when y'all came for the elephant,
Hey,
it's
that
the
elephant smacked that chick though. That elephant was chill as hell when he whopped her ass. He was just like, yeah. By the way, what?
Have any of y'all been on an elephant?
I have.
Yes, when I was little in Thailand.
Wait, Courtney, you just said yes?
Yeah, in Thailand.
The captive ones that you was talking about?
No. So these were free. These were free lance elephants. Okay, hear me out. Okay.
Freelance, what you like found a wild one and jumped on
They're cage free.
So,
They're
like, they're cage-free
free
elephants, right?
range.
And so I hopped on one on the back of one with this dude that looked like he came from the Jungle Book. And so we was actually in their habitat. Like,
Racist.
I actually swam in this. It was a elephant poop filled river. Oh my God. But the ride was great. And I can't even swim that well. So I was like holding on to the back of the elephant like this. And the elephant was like dipping me and shit. It was like, bitch, get off.
Ooh,
I was like, no.
can we go
So
back?
tourist attraction?
Can we go back to you saying it was an elephant poop filled river? Can we go back to that? The circle block?
That's every river.
Really?
Every river got doo-doo in it.
Especially in Thailand.
This one made it sound like it was specifically for this, though. The way she described it, it was like, this is where the elephants go. They turn around, drop the deuce. Question. And then she hopped in there and was like, yeah, exfoliate me, Dookie.
The elephants were pooping while I was on it.
And it's like horses. Yeah, they just be pooping while you riding them.
That was okay.
A tourist attraction?
Yep.
How many stars does that one get?
I found it on Viator.
Wait. So you found a tourist attraction that you guys all got on elephants that were free somehow. And you guys went across a doo-doo-filled river while they were actively doo-dooing, and they were dipping you in the water, and you paid for that?
I did. And I feel, when you break it down like that, I feel like I got hoodwinked.
Was any part of it fun or clean?
It was so, it wasn't, no part was clean, but it was fun.
Let me ask you this.
Sometimes it doesn't have to be clean.
How did y'all get back to wherever you were staying? Y'all got in some vehicle just littered with doo-doo water and was like, yeah, girl, this is one for the books.
So I had this thing, this is like 8 years ago. I have this thing where whenever I travel overseas, I have to stock up on antibiotics. So luckily, I had already made my little airport run because healthcare in the US is some bullshit. So I had to stop up and get my antibiotics on the way. So when I got back to the room, I was taking antibiotics and I
Got
was
you.
showered from head to toe,
Okay,
but
cool. But y'all still didn't rest off before y'all got in whatever vehicle, whatever means of transportation, or did you
we
take
rinsed
like another?
off, but there was no soap. There was no real shower. It was just like when you go to the beach or
Yeah.
whatever, and they have like the little. It
Oh,
was
so
just.
they did have a little rinse off thing right there.
I mean, that really don't get to all
Yeah. So you took a clean elephant back to your hotel. That's what you're saying.
the.
You know what would have been a cleaner experience? The prisoner elephants. You should have just did that.
Prisoner elephant.
You should have just did that. You went with the free range ones and got dipped in Dookie. That's too wild.
This is wild.
She went with the farm to table elephants.
Lulu, have you ever rode an elephant before?
Nah, they don't got those in Brooklyn.
It's
None.
not
Not a one.
one.
Lulu will be kicking the elephant in the side with the Timbs, like you ride a horse and you get
Giddy up.
the
Wait, now that you mentioned that, Pat,
stirrup
when I was, I used to live in Thailand when I was in like second and third grade, and one of our field trips was to I think it was an elephant sanctuary. And like we went there and rode the elephants. We didn't get in no poop water. They just, rode us around in a circle. But now I'm like, yo, that I think that was a prisoner
It
elephant.
wasn't no damn sanctuary if you get to ride them. They on
I think
the
that no, they
clock.
rescue them from like the poachers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how they pay back their debt. I don't know.
They rescue them from the poachers, all just to have them in captivity to make money off of them from tourists.
But the elephants look like they be having fun. Like they be smiling when they doing
They
it.
don't look
You saw that
unhappy.
video of the elephant hitting that chick, right? He didn't
That's
look like he was
Stockholm
threatened.
syndrome. They not happy. They captive. They trying to
The
survive.
elephants like, ah, these
They
bitches
was
got
in
me
the
this time.
wild and people was trying to kill them for their tusks. I feel like this is a better trade-off.
You
Just let a
sound like
few
what
children
slave
get on
how
your
slave
back every
owners
day.
that's how slave owners describe black people. They're like, no, they're having fun. Look, they're singing out there.
Yeah, look. They love picking cotton. Look at them in
They
uniform.
weren't safe in the wild. What?
We
We say
saved them. They didn't have no clothes. Now we gave them clothes. They love this shit. This is terrible. This is terrible.
I feel like if there's the option to ride them, they're not free, you know? The free ones are like, there's so go a pod over there. Get on top if you can. But if they're with a leash and they do the whole bow thing and you get on it and you take pictures,
You
those
have
are
they have to
slave
be they
elephants.
have to
That's
be
an
a little
elephant
domesticated
slave.
to be able to know how to act around the humans, though, right? There has to be some type of interaction between animal and humans. So they're trained to even just do the bow to let people up. So,
I mean, but like elephants aren't not like they don't naturally try to like fight humans. I think it's like
they're very intelligent.
Yeah, they're very intelligent, and they like truly they never forget a face. They are very they remember.
It sounds like rats, like New York rat after New York. Lou, does New York have a rat sanctuary, or is it just
that's just a subway?
That's to call the train station.
There's a homeless nigga selling rat chains. Like, all right, for every chain, you get to save a rat.
The rats bow? Like, thank you, my good sir. Thank you for this pizza. Thank you.
That's how the Nutcracker started.
There's a key in the train station. Like, you know what? We can take over.
Not the Nutcracker. Well, listen, man, this is about as good a place as any for us to go ahead and jump into the first topic of the day. Shout out to our special guest. We got Courtney Haynes in the building. Bow, 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 bow. OG Squad is also here. We got Meg Scoop, Patrick Clyde, Lulu Gonzalez, and up to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
You don't have to do that to hear. You continue playing the bass while doing spoken word, and you'll be just fine.
This bass?
Yep, that yeah. Look at that him.
We ain't even went into the thing, Meg.
We are in the thing because you're going to leave this in there.
I'm not.
It ain't even
key to leave this in.
Coming right back in 3, 2, 1. First topic of the day we have would you rather change sex every time you sneeze versus teleport once a day, every day for an hour?
Wait, no, say it again. I missed the top.
Would you rather change sex every time you sneeze? So you sneeze, you turn to a man, and you turn back to a woman. You always come back to your original self, right? Or teleport every day, once a day, for the rest of your life.
Oh, and you don't know where?
Wait, where are you teleporting to?
It's always different. It's always different.
Oh, like you never know.
Jumper?
Yes, but you never know where you're headed to, and that's it's only crazy. For an hour.
I'm taking that though. That's wild. What if you sneeze during sex? It just comes out of her like,
oh, damn.
I have a pussy. You're like, I guess we got a scissor now. All right, come on. You know what it is. I sneezed.
You changed back, and he was like, damn, that shit felt good. You were in the kitchen trying to put hot pepper in your nose.
I'm trying to sneeze on purpose.
wait, let me go sleep real quick.
Nah, what if you get stuck in between sneezes and turn into Caitlyn Jenner? Like,
damn, if you're like, oh shit.
Wait, when you sneeze though and you turn into the opposite sex, are you like, do you like the opposite sex? Like, are you completely whatever? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are
you still you?
What you would like to do with a penis? I don't know what you would like to do. Is what you like to do.
I pictured us looking the exact same, but just the sexual genitals change. So you're just like,
I'm gonna tell you what. If I
mean, you do. I mean, you do give androgynous, Pat. So that makes
you
sense.
You do.
That doesn't mean I have a pussy.
It just, you could.
We don't know. We've never seen your parts.
You have a pussy.
I was like, yeah, all you have to do is just let your hair down, put it on a little bun at the top.
No, the way he got it, the updo is perfect.
Yeah.
I know, Pat. Yeah, so that works in your favor. You
have a mustache.
Have to change their top.
Pat looked like the type of... He looked like he would be the type of chick that just had big titties, though. He wouldn't have no ass, but Pat would have some titties on him.
Oh, yeah, he would have titties. And no,
I would have titties.
Pat would have hella titties.
You
do it
like you flatten her back.
Y'all saying that first of all I look like a woman and then I would have no body. At least give me the body.
I would imagine you like a Karrueche with bigger breasts.
Okay.
Yeah, but you ain't got no booty.
I picture him like Erykah Badu with no ass.
Oh, I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
No, he I can see him being top heavy. Okay.
Yeah, he's top heavy.
Yeah, he's like Erykah, like with titties.
He got the light eyes. Ass. He hella titties. Those light eyes scream, I got titties. They don't scream this ass.
Like, dragon. I don't pay for no lunch because I got titties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're bad.
All right, Pat. So it's what they like.
The
okay?
Good thing is, if you sneeze at the club, you ain't never paying for a drink.
I'm a man with a penis. You guys hush.
We don't know. We ain't seen your parts. We don't know what you got down there. You could be what is it? Hermaphrodite. We don't know, nor do we care.
This is a PG-13 channel. Gotta subscribe to the OF. If I change sex every time I sneeze, I would definitely have OnlyFans.
I was about to say, I know you would.
Fire.
You'd be doing cosplay and a whole bunch of other shit.
I think we're finna see an influx of OF if they actually close down TikTok or they ban TikTok. I think OF finna.
They I don't think those are the same around. Audiences.
Well, here's the thing. They, you know, OF was, it wasn't initially meant for what has become popular for, but they have a nice group of comedians that they're really trying to get to push OF now, too.
Like I had a comedy deal with OnlyFans.
Yeah. Did you? What happened?
I heard about that.
Yeah, they only just wanted straight comedy. They wanted nothing sexual or anything like that. My contract ran out, and the person I was dealing with was shady. So then I was like, all right, cool. I did like...
That checks out.
So I did it for like 2 months, 2-3 months.
Yeah, like, your next video, can you do it with no shirt on? Can you do
naked comedy?
They wanted no sexual. There is a girl who actually did a special naked. She did
on
a
OnlyFans? Special
naked.
On OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Man, text naked. Me her name.
Was she funny?
I don't know. I didn't.
That'd be crazy if she wasn't funny, and everybody was just like, "Yeah, okay."
I mean, I think that's what happened. To be honest,
what's her name? Patricia Cumulus.
Boo.
She white.
After Pat sneezed.
Yeah. Boo.
Oh,
man.
Boo.
I would change my name more than that.
That sounds like a porn star.
Patricia Nimbus?
Patricia. Yeah.
Patricia Nimbus is insanity.
That's funny.
No, I'm a teleport. You never know where you might end up. You know, it might That's be true. A cool little adventure for an hour. You said it's only for an hour?
It's only for an hour.
But what if you were what if you were at a callback for a network show and you teleported out for an hour and they're like, well, we can't find you, we gotta give it to somebody else.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Or if you teleported to the top of Everest, you're not prepared for that shit.
Yeah, you're not gonna be dressed for anything that you go to.
Or you like sneeze and you in Iraq. Like that's gonna be
shit.
Yeah. I feel like I would choose that, but then I would always have to have like a backpack on me that has has a coat in it. It got shorts in it. It got a weapon, water.
That's gonna mess up all your outfits though. Anytime you try to go to a gala, you got this big ass.
Sometimes you gotta go to a gala.
Yeah, I can count on one hand.
How many times you gotta go to a gala?
I do it like 6-7 times a year.
No, you don't.
Since when does Oscar Mayer have galas? Okay.
You said what, Lou?
Since when does Oscar Mayer start having galas? Okay. Oh, see,
not the Glizzy Awards. You sound 2024.
Jealous. You sound jealous, baby. I can make you a plus one. You know what I'm saying?
What? You be the hot dog bun. Okay. That's the plus one.
Oscar Mayer gala is insane. Like everybody's in suits for some reason.
But they're all hot dog color suits.
It's all tan and brown and hot dog pizza.
And then here's winning the Lifetime Achievement Award this year. Oscar Mayer.
First thing I'm doing is getting a mustard flight. It's different. It's like 7 different mustards.
Damn, that sounds fire.
So you got
your hot dog cut up with a little toothpick in it. You just dip. That's how you eat it at the award show.
Because it's bougie.
Y'all niggas sound jealous though. Next time I go, I'm gonna invite one of y'all so one of y'all can brag to the other ones. How about that?
Don't you hear the way he played bass for Bruno Mars?
This
he's like, we're gonna get you out of that debt, baby. We're gonna get you out of that debt.
Hey, that's the
he gotta hit the bass actual guitar a couple times and spin it.
Put your pinky finger to the moon. What y'all trying to eat?
Tell me what you're trying to eat.
Hey man, fuck you, bro.
y'all don't know, as I try to use that joke on him two other times during this whole episode, and he cut it out. So I finally got it in there.
She Woo-hoo. Got that motherfucker.
I was waiting for you to bring it back.
Oh. Hey, y'all know Bruno Mars supposedly owing the MGM 50 mil?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. Oh,
who 50 mil?
MGM. Mob bosses.
For what?
Gambling debt.
He is gambling.
I believe it too, because if you look at the 24 karat magic video, that nigga looked a little bit too silky. Like, he looked like
he also looked like there was somebody off camera, like, yeah, dance harder. Okay. 24 magic carats in the air.
That's why he had Versace on the float. It was like, take that shit off. Bro, that's our fucking money, bro.
That's what Leave the Door Open was about. It's like, yeah, we gonna be in here.
We're gonna be in there at midnight. Mars, for the most part, hasn't, like, he's had his name associated with a couple things: cocaine, gambling, not gambling debt. None of that is like bad enough to ruin his career. When they was like, yo, Bruno Mars stay high on cocaine, they was like, yeah, that checks out. Nobody was like, oh no, I can't believe that.
It looks like
he
that.
Does is like, yeah, he can come back from that. He can come back from that.
He doesn't look
not if
healthy.
You dead from this gambling debt. Them mob bosses don't play. He gonna you magically think, listen, die of like man, in no, his you sleep.
Think, you think they gonna kill him? They gonna own not. Him for the rest of their, his life.
He's gonna have a lifetime residency.
They stand to make more money.
Dead.
Yeah,
they stand to make more money, keeping him alive and just have him
well,
as a lifetime residency.
Well, apparently not, because he's 50 million in debt, so they didn't get nothing.
Right. That's just when we're gonna see Bruno Mars magically have a residency.
That's what I'm
Vegas.
Saying, Lou. And a lifetime residency.
And then he gonna be doing 30 million shows. Everybody gonna be like, man, he really love to perform. No, that ain't, he working off debt.
Three right. 2 hour shows in one night. I think first show starts at 6.
He's in the green room zip tied. Yeah, I go on in about a half hour.
Can I get some water, please? Okay, thank you.
Can I use the bathroom?
He got an apartment in the hood of Vegas because he's trying to pay back a debt. Are you
living
here too, bro?
Man, Versace bag over his face.
That's fly as fuck. The flyest hostage ever. It's like a Louis Vuitton zip tie. Can I have some water before? No? Okay. Yo, he left.
But you know Balenciaga got Balenciaga tape now, right?
Yeah.
What? No.
It's a, think of a roll of scotch tape, and it's Balenciaga.
Damn,
and they want
scotch?
You to make your own outfits and piece it together with that Balenciaga tape.
Balenciaga is trolling the hell out of fashion right now.
And people are paying the money for it. That's crazy.
They're the supreme of the luxury fashion world, bro. Remember Supreme be doing all of that goofy shit? The toothpaste, the brick, the $300 Supreme brick? Come on, bro. That's what Balenciaga doing.
It's better than tape.
Bruno Mars.
That's crazy. He just opened a club out there, too.
Oh, really?
Who? Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars?
Mm-hmm.
What days do you play bass there to hear?
Tuesday, Wednesdays, every other Saturday.
What y'all trying to do?
Tell me what you're trying to do. Tell me what you're trying to. That's all I got right there. That little run right there. You know what I mean?
This is outrageous. In 2024, this is crazy.
Don't forget when they spin it on the little alcohol.
Oh, hell no.
But look, Pat, this was really going to fuck you up. It's just those gloves that mimic the sound. I actually don't have a bass. I'm just doing this in free air.
That's so much worse.
It is worse. It's very bad.
That's so much worse.
I saw a dude with those gloves, and he could, like, mimic, like, I think like 7 to 8 different instruments.
The air guitar?
The air guitar, the bass. So I was like, God damn.
Damn, that shit gonna be stuck in my head all day now.
Nah, man, don't do that. Watch out, Lou. Hey, man, some new Timberlands coming out.
Hey, listen.
You getting those mischief Tims?
Like that?
You getting those mischief Tims?
Oh, the ones that look like they're like triple sold?
Yeah, just all
yes,
sold.
Yes, I want those.
You do
I
want them?
Yeah. I want those.
Wow. All right. I didn't.
Of course.
Do you get Tim updates in the mail? The monthly.
I'm on the email list.
The newsletter. Nothing new this month. Ah, damn it.
Wait, pull it back a little bit.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, those?
Those are Tim's.
Those are Balenciaga.
Those are Balenciaga steel boots.
No.
What are we doing?
What do you wear that in Elon Musk's car?
That's a cyber truck. Wear that to the moon.
That's a cyber truck.
That is a cyber. Those are two cyber trucks on you.
You got to charge them and everything too. You got to.
Bro, look, this is ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Ridiculous.
How the model not even walking comfortably?
He's
Look, you're not about to fall off when he took a step.
Right.
What are you supposed to do with those? You can't run in those.
Just, no, you just take a picture of them. They're
you
just
wear them to the Met Gala once, and then you give them to Tradewinds or something or whatever those second stand stops are. I don't know. I would never wear them.
Iron on the inside too? That sounds crazy uncomfortable.
Like, what kind of socks you gotta wear for that?
Right. You can't have no tube socks. You gotta wear some chucks inside of that so you don't hurt your feet.
Right.
Not their shoes.
All right, well, shit, let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with? Y'all going with sneezing and turning to a different sex or teleporting every day for an hour for the rest of your life?
That's dangerous.
Teleport.
Teleport?
No, sex sneeze. Give me the sex sneeze.
Sex sneeze?
I'm doing the sex sneeze too, because I always sneeze twice.
We know you would.
Could I be sneezing twice?
Who sneezes once? That's what you're banking on. And then when all these niggas try to touch your titties, okay, because you can't sneeze back, you're going to be like, I hate sexual harassment. I want to get back to the boy.
Why are you saying like that?
Y'all gonna transport to the project while you're in the shower.
It's not fun to be a woman. All of a sudden, you on your period and you can't unsneeze for the next week. You got to deal with tender breaths.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to sneeze right back. You know, we don't know when you're going to sneeze.
You don't know when you're
going
to sneeze.
I'm a multiple sneezer, so I'm going with the sneeze sex. Sex sneeze.
I don't sneeze every day, but you're going to transport every day.
That's cool.
It's going back.
Which makes it worse because you may sneeze and just be a woman for the next 4 months.
Yep.
You know how many times they're gonna try to touch your titties in 4 months?
Ain't nobody going 4 months without sneezing, man.
I'll make sure.
I don't remember the last time I sneezed.
I've done it
remember
without sneezing.
I don't remember.
You what?
But what if somebody shoot up the club in Patrick?
What you mean?
So wait, if he sneezes,
what if you get pregnant, Pat?
Is it automatically an abortion when you go to the other gender? Like,
it's a miscarriage, girl. Because you know you don't have the parts when you turn back to a boy.
Listen, you're gonna be a woman long enough. You're gonna be like, I want to know what this feels like.
Pat gonna be pregnant.
That's insane. Just because I sneeze, like, might as well take some.
No, because you don't know when you're gonna sneeze back.
Yeah.
You know you done got impregnated.
I'm going with the sexies too. Courtney going with the sexies, Pat. Man, you going with the teleport?
Teleportation.
Okay, well, sexies has it on that one, man. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this. Would you rather have an extra arm versus an extra leg?
Arm. Easy.
Already got an extra leg. Ayo.
No, you don't. You got a vagina, Patricia.
You haven't sneezed back yet. Shut up. You have a vagina.
I was trying to get away from it.
Cumulus. OnlyFans.
You think you're trying to get away from it?
Yeah, it was.
Patrick said, I'm already a tripod, goddamn.
Remember mini me?
Now you need new clothes.
Either way, you're going to need new clothes.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there any
I feel
place...
like I could maneuver an extra arm in a shirt versus an extra leg.
100%. Or you can just keep it free. You know what I'm saying? That's the free arm. That's the defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Total Recall or some shit like that.
Where would you have your extra arm or extra leg? What would be the ideal place for you if you had
on my back?
Yep.
Back.
100%.
For the arm?
Yeah. Cause you know, like, what if you accidentally fall and then the other arm is back there like a kickstand? Like,
you can't ever wear a backpack. You can't ever like.
Yes, I can.
What about your
arm will go like this in the back?
So that's pointless to have an extra arm and you can't use it because it's all curled up.
Yeah, it seems like it's more bad than good.
I will always wear a backpack.
What about just a regular shirt? Now you have this weird lump.
Now you transporting. Remember, you teleporting once.
Why are we carrying over old spells?
I'm kidding. Old spells? I don't want to have a coochie no more. Oh,
I'm done with it.
Patricia got a coochie.
But if you have another leg, like, what if you get on the plane? Not when you drive. Where's that other leg going to go?
It depends on where it's at.
Damn. Where would it be?
It might be behind. It might be right next to your other leg, your right leg. So you just got to wear sweatpants all the time.
We get to pick
but you will run hella faster.
Closing your leg up in the door and shit. Nope, hell not.
Where do we get to pick where it goes?
Yeah, you get to pick where it goes.
Where would it go? I guess it would have to come out of your hip on the side.
Right under this arm. And I could wear the same shirts and I could just have that arm like hug my chest. So you would never know.
We would know.
I'm always wearing a trench coat. That's all.
We would know. Like, why does it?
We would know to hear because it's not gonna be. We can, even though you still wear man Spanx, we're gonna be able to see it under the Spanx.
Can you tell?
Yeah, we can tell, man.
Mad obvious. Yeah, I don't think anybody notices.
Now, wait. Go put a trench coat on. Nobody know with the trench coat on.
Why would you wear a trench coat? Oh, it's like 100 degrees outside. You going to have a trench coat on?
Yes, I will, Meg.
Tahir needs the extra arm for when he's playing the bass. Freaking melody.
You know how many glizzies you can hold now?
Right. Oh, gosh.
I think guys would like if I had an extra
the struggle
versus an extra leg.
Oh, I thought he just pulled his pants down. I was like, you didn't need to do that. You got a flannel trench coat?
You're going to have another arm. It's not like that one is going to go away.
He's just trying to show you what it looked like. He does. He pretend he has that arm and then another one.
That's a flannel trench coat.
You just look like you got titties. You definitely.
You like
nothing. That ain't nothing new.
I actually don't see it.
Big back to here. That's what you look like.
I don't really see it, actually.
Tahir got some rumps. That's all this little. That's all this little experiment has shown me that we can still see your rumps through your trench coat.
What is that?
What's my rump?
His lovely man.
You know what a rump is. You have.
But you said plural. You said some rumps.
Hey, hey, Pat, chill out, man. Don't do that. Don't try to bring you back.
It was Meg.
I think it'd be easier to have another arm. Like, you could do cool, nasty shit with another arm. You can't do nasty shit with another leg.
What nasty shit would you do?
I don't know, like, what I got to do. And it's like, I could do like this. And then the other hand could do something else. Like, you know.
You can get hit from the back and your third arm is choking him. He's like, oh, what the hell?
What the hell is this?
Yeah. You like that, Atlanta?
I like the, what you call it? I would take that arm because I always have kids in the back seat when I'm driving and they always want something. So I could use that extra arm to like give him snacks or do whatever.
Damn, man, you really suck the fun out of everything that we do.
I was like, that's a very whole
damn.
I'm trying to think of other things we can do with our arms. Shut up, Tahir. Go back to playing a bass with three arms. My nerd.
I'm over here like, yeah, dicks. And Meg's like, for my kids. I will like.
Dicks is crazy. Like, two ain't enough. Give me another arm. Bring in the bench.
But what would you use the extra leg for?
I don't even know where it would go.
Be a superhero?
That you does what? That can kick?
Sweatpants.
You said what?
You can only wear sweatpants. You can't wear jeans.
You can, because remember, with all these, you're going to have to get new outfits to accommodate your extra limb.
Tahir, you can wear a skirt, you know.
Kilt.
Kilt, whatever you want to call
Tahir,
it.
Tahir, you look like a dude who wears a kilt. Do you have one?
Lulu, you know me and you ain't never worn no skirts, okay? You a real nigga, I'm a real nigga. Let's not even fake like we going to change who we are.
Running with three legs is gonna look like a cartoon. Teams,
nigga, to the day we die. Come on, Lou. We made a pact, my nigga. We
really... gang gang.
I can see Tahir in a kilt, actually.
Yeah, you got to get three shoes if you.
That sucks.
How you gonna buy three shoes? Now you always gotta buy two pairs and always have a leftover shoe.
Yeah, toss one. Would y'all want an extra right leg or an extra left leg?
Right. Right.
I need left. My right is stronger. My left needs a little help.
Good way to think of it. Yeah, the three legs makes no damn sense, actually. Yeah. There's literally no use.
I feel like you just maybe run faster.
Yeah. How, though?
I don't know. You would adjust, just like people adjusted with having one leg. You
gotta learn how to run like this.
Yeah. Right, but just like people with one leg adjust to learning how to walk like that.
True.
Ew.
I don't know. I play soccer and shit.
Right. I was gonna say,
then they'll come up with a law and be like, no, because Courtney's too good with three legs. Now, nobody can play. There's a new law. If you have three legs, you can't play soccer.
That's probably what they would do. Damn, that'd be crazy. And that was your only advantage.
Only outlet. Listen, okay, so she can't play organized soccer, right? She could create like her own Harlem Globetrotters for soccer and go tour around the world and now like killing everybody. What you saying?
Yeah, you gonna be in a circus.
Yeah,
basically, because I'm running the circus, so I'm dancing with these other monkeys.
It's gonna be you and them prison elephants.
I know. And them New York rats, nigga. Don't try to act like you ain't gonna be.
They gonna be having you bowing shit, like
fucking bear on a ball.
Like, what the fuck?
I have to double. I double as like circus security. Be like, hey, kick these fools out. Like, all right.
With three legs, hey, kick this guy out. I got kick. You.
But that's three legs you gotta shave. Oh gosh.
Oh, hell
no. I didn't think about that. That's crazy. Not us.
You don't shave that?
Yep. Not the yep.
No, I don't.
Pat, do you shave your chest?
No. I just don't get chest hair. I don't have like any hair. But I'd rather that than too much hair.
No argument, Pat. You're not helping it.
No. All your estrogen.
Am I supposed to lie? Yeah, I shaved my chest. Manly style.
Manly style.
I can count on two hands how many hairs I have on my chest.
Have you always been like that? Like, mm-hmm.
Lou, is that how you started out too? Or did yours come?
Ever since the day I sneezed.
Lou busts her first gun and her hair started coming on her chest.
Hey, when I was younger, I used to have a thick ass mustache.
Really? What happened to it?
I waxed it.
Well, you just wax it?
What age?
Yo, there's like mad pictures of me like 12, and you can see it's like it's mad dark on my lip. I'm like, yo, why is my lip so dark?
You look like in the Whispers, you know, the twins.
Look like Wario.
High school, high school,
like Wario. God damn,
and he was like, hey, you got a mustache.
It's me, Lulu. Jumping on rat heads, like.
Man, when did your back grow in?
Yeah, swing and a miss, huh?
No, yeah, I was still laughing from quietly. The last thing.
Yeah, I was laughing.
That was residual. That was the Lulu joke.
Oh, shit, damn. Shut up, Pat.
Sorry to hear.
Hey, Kenan, take that out, bro.
Nope, leave it in.
Nah, it's all good.
Oh man.
Oh damn.
Wait, what was the question? Oh, three legs, three.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going with extra arm.
Arm for arm. Sure. Like,
yes, arm me too. Well.
Arm. Okay, arm has it on that one. It's unanimous. We're gonna jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day, and it's a doozy. One comes true. Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
Versus Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
How much damage were they doing?
Well, ooh, they did fuck up the Empire State Building with that big ass marshmallow mm-hmm. man.
And the Statue of Liberty, they was walking that shit all through the
fucking Statue Brooklyn. Of Liberty came to life. Started walking and shit. But yeah, those can revert back to whatever it was. Jurassic Unless you get Park, possessed. Them dinosaurs is dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Ghostbusters were hella regular. I feel like anybody could do that.
Mm-hmm. You got tech. All the tools? You got a proton pack?
No, but I'm sure we would try to fix something. We would try to do something new if either of these situations happened. So if Bill Murray could do it, like, it wasn't even like it was like Jason Statham or Keanu Reeves. It was like Bill Murray and like a bunch of
Ernie Hudson, yeah.
Was it like Danny Glover, one of them or something?
No, Ernie Hudson. No,
it was another black guy.
The other
Ernie
black
Hudson.
Guy. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we could do that. We could be Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we could. I mean, yeah. What's her name? Melissa McCarthy was a Ghostbuster. Yeah, Leslie Jones was a Ghostbuster. We could be Ghostbusters.
I don't, did y'all see the new Ghostbuster with like the teenagers?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the grandson of one of the dead Ghostbusters that he found in his car. And now he becomes a Ghostbuster with Paul Rudd.
They'd be so creative with these storylines.
Everyone's so creative.
It's so weird. Like, being a writer must be a breeze. They're just like, all right, what are we doing today?
Let's It's not. I have movies that I've pitched that original, and they're like, we'll just do a reboot.
Yeah, they don't like anything original.
No, because there's not a surefire, like, it's going to work. But if it sounds like something they've done in the past, they're like, oh, they had success. This could probably have...
They redid Mean Girls and made it into a musical.
Yeah.
Yep. They did?
The new Mean Girls is out is a fucking musical.
That's crazy.
Fran wanted to watch it last night, like the original, and that one came up. She was like, this is a I don't want to see the fucking remake. That literally just happened last night.
But who is watching the Mean Girls musical, though? Like, what... Who's
they're
that?
Probably like the under 20.
Well, the thing about it is they didn't tell people it was a musical. They tricked people. And people didn't find out till they got to the movie theaters and people were recording like, what the fuck? This is a musical.
You can't sit with us. You can't sit with us. It's like, all right, I'm head out. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Popular.
Are there any reboots that you guys want?
I like everything as is.
Which is why, this is why you couldn't sell your script, Lulu, because they want the same stuff.
Like, I love the opportunity they're given for actors, but I don't think there should have been a House Party reboot.
That storyline was a little... I mean, I think they could have done it differently. I feel like it would have worked if maybe the storyline was a little more believable. Like, LeBron James is really... There's a party at his house and he doesn't know about it. Like, come on.
You could have called it anything else but House Party, you know?
That's a cool thing, too. You could just do that plot with a different twist because now we're all trying to compare it to the old one and we're going into it thinking it's going to suck.
Yeah, or like the reboot of the new version of Bel-Air. Like, I love it, but did we need it?
I feel like that could have been something that was called something else, too. But then you lose out on all that marketing.
Yeah.
It's just called, like, you know, Beverly Hills.
Well, I mean, it's called Bel-Air. It wasn't called Fresh Prince.
That's true.
But it's still with the same characters. It's still the exact same characters, just different tone. It's still a Jeffrey.
Which is why they called it Bel-Air, not Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
But everybody, you're still looking at it through Fresh Prince's eyes.
Unless, well, that's if you're old, but if you're young and you didn't grow up in that era, this is new to you and you probably like it.
Nah, son.
Because there's other what was a remake that was made when we were like coming up, but it was something, it was from an old show that was like way before. I'm trying to think. There's like something from the 60s and 70s, maybe the 60s, that was a remake in the 80s, 90s. I'm trying to think, and we liked it. Come on, y'all help me out.
Pink Panther?
Pink Panther was a reboot. Pink Panther.
But that shit was funny.
See?
That was a live action, though. They didn't reboot it. They just made it live action, right?
No, there was a Pink Panther, like, in the 60s, like, the original movie.
Oh, shit.
And then Steve Martin played in, you know, the new one. And then
is Beyonce. He alive?
Steve Martin, yeah, he's on Only Murderers in the Building.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show.
That's a good-ass show.
It is.
Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that show is, yeah.
And Selena Gomez. That shit is a really good ass show.
Mm. Only Murderers.
I think you would like it, Pat.
Mm. What's it on?
Hulu.
Let's see.
What I love that made.
He makes.
I feel like a Batman. Wait, we've seen, we like the new Batmans. We don't like the old ones.
Speak for yourself. Still like the 50,
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
They did that already.
But Eddie Murphy played Dr. Doolittle.
There was
you see, but that was a remake.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A white man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a white man, and he had a little top hat.
Much better.
Didn't Robert Downey Jr. do it too?
Yep.
Yep.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Eddie Murphy did one. He did. It's been a couple reboots of Dr. Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter had one too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was unnecessary.
Kyla Pratt.
Yeah, that went too far.
Went too far. Let's see, look, I got a whole list of remake movies. I don't know if they like that. Beauty and the Beast came out in 1991.
Yeah, but that like that was a live action, and I didn't like. I love Hermione.
Oh, in 91.
Oh, it was Hermione.
The Blob came out originally in 1958, and then they did a remake in 1988. I like the original, the 1988 Blob. I saw that one.
You saw that? How old are you?
I saw it after it came out. I mean, I was a kid. I came out, I was 84. I was an 80s baby.
Try to remake Scarface,
to hear.
I'm going to be pissed.
If they try
to remake what?
Remake Scarface, I'm going to be pissed.
They should, and make it good this time.
Hey, X Pat out. Can you close out his window?
Wow, right.
Norfest.
Can you?
That movie is a Norfest. That scene where he says, "Say hello to my little friend," was the only time I was like, oh, something's happening.
You're bugging.
The only reason it's popular is because rappers reference it, but nobody, no. I don't know anybody who likes that movie.
Me and my best friend would religiously watch that movie every night in college. Like, we were stuck on it. That was our go-to-sleep movie until we invited
some Scarface?
Yeah, we would watch, and then I invited some dude over to come spend the night, and then he stole the movie.
That's the most New York shit you've ever seen in your life.
Front to back.
To sleep to Scarface?
And then the nigga stole it.
For better help immediately.
I could call my best friend right now and be like, yo, what movie do we go to? We used to go to sleep to.
That is a...
in college every night.
You were destined for the army.
Yeah, we're acknowledging that you have trauma that has yet to be dealt with.
Basically when they dancing in the club and shit like that. I'm on fire.
The nigga put it in his bubble coat and left. All right, then, Lulu, thanks for the booty.
He was from New York, too. He was from Harlem.
He put it under his New York fitted. You'll never know. It was just the CD on his head.
Yo, the next night, me and my best friend trying to go to sleep, she's like, yo, what happened to the Scarface DVD? I'm like, it should be right there. She's like, nah, yo, it's gone. I'm like, what do you mean it's gone? Like,
that's
he was
crazy.
The only one. Oh.
That's
you gotta give him $1.50 for that.
Did you talk to him again?
Yeah, but then he got murdered like 2 years later. Huh? So
this is a crazy story that started from Scarface.
And then, so I never got the movie back.
Oh, damn. I almost said that.
Did you get it back, though?
She said no. She didn't get it back.
They say
low-key, though. That's Lulu's fault. She dragged her feet for 2 years. That nigga was still around for 2 years. And she was like, wow, one day. You know what I mean?
Damn.
He stole my DVD and he stole my heart.
Hey.
That was my speech at the eulogy.
Success favors the bold. Hey, my nigga, before you die,
let me get that a bar for you.
She went up to the mom like, my deepest condolences. Does he still have the
where does he keep his DVD?
Does he at the house.
Does he have to the casket?
Did you ever like the body down?
Lulu making her way around the repatch. We're like, yeah, Scarface is one of the good ass movies, wasn't
it? Scarface. Anybody got the DVD?
Did he even watch it like that? Watch
Scarface often at home, you know.
In memory, I would like to have it. That's how we met.
Oh man. Oh. Yeah, that was our go to sleep movie, man. It was comforting.
That is crazy.
But I believe that because I went to sleep when I watched it too. So
it's such a good movie.
I gotta try it again because they know.
Me too, because I haven't seen it fully all the way through, I'll be honest.
It's a really good movie, man.
So many quotable.
Just seen bits.
What is that, Courtney?
There's so many quotables that you can use from Scarface.
Thank you.
You know? Load of my little front, you know? You
want what else? Give me three good quotables.
I can't even have a baby with you. Your womb is so fucking polluted.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
He's like, say goodnight to the bad guy.
Okay,
last time
I've heard
you
that.
See a bad guy like this.
I've heard that. Okay.
You need people like me so you could point your fucking fingers and say, there go the bad guy.
That's all one, though. I just want to let you know that's just all one. That's not counting.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I need one more. Give me one more.
That'd be great. Like a one that you guys remember?
Yeah. Or that just surpassed the movie.
That just surpassed the movie?
Well, you like how say hello to my little friend
you
is like
that one.
It's bigger than, yeah, so that's the second one.
No, that one doesn't count. That one, I'm not
why?
Counting that
why?
One. Everyone knows that.
Why not?
Everyone knows that one, Meg. They ain't
that's a quotable.
That one.
I mean,
that's what we're talking about to hear. Go play the bass. You're not playing right.
Play rough, huh? Okay. Like, that's...
That's the same one, though.
It's not the...
He says, you want to play rough? Huh? Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah.
I only know that because it was in the Beg for Mercy album from G-Unit. And my buddy.
He said, you know what you are, Frank? You're a fucking Hassa. You know what a Hassa is? So you're a big Frank. And bigs don't fly straight.
Put Lulu in the
That's just a line from the movie.
Put Lulu in the sky.
That ain't it, bro.
You know the infamous scene where he's sitting at the table with the gun like this and he's all shot up and shit? That's that scene.
Oh, wait, say it again now that I have the visual.
You know what
you don't know. You just as clueless as me.
He's sitting there like this with the gun. He's like, you know what you are, Frank? You're a fucking Hassa. You know what a Hassa is, Frank? You're a fucking pig that don't fly straight. He's like, what are you going to do? You going to shoot me? Bang, he shoots him in the stomach. He's like, I'm a fucking cop. Whoever said you was one.
And
yeah, just said it,
you don't know the reason why Frank. So at that moment, Frank was gotten married to his sister, and you know Tony didn't like that. And
Manolo got married to Tony's sister.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm down to see it again. I watch stuff like that now.
Yeah, I watch it again.
You're gonna like it, man.
How long is it? I feel like it was like three hours.
Get your little ganja together. Get your little hookah. You know, put your
little shrooms and your DMT.
Damn,
man.
I don't do that.
What? We don't know what you do.
You know, put your cloudy boxers on and put your hookah together.
Now your little cloudy shorts with your cheeks out.
Yeah, you know. Get comfy. You know, get your little wine. Get your little swirl on.
There's a lot of drug suggestions. Jesus. Y'all just, if I did what you guys asked, I wouldn't even make it to the movie. Wine, DMT, weed, and shrooms. Jesus Christ. I'll just watch it.
170 minutes. So
it's my favorite movie. I'm top five.
170 minutes?
That, you've seen Run Casino, right?
Oh, okay.
Pat?
Huh?
You've seen Casino?
Yeah.
Did you like Casino?
I like movies like that for sure.
Scarface walked so Casino could fly.
Fuck am I funny? What do you mean I'm a funny guy? I'm a funny guy. I crack fucking jokes for you?
That's Goodfellas.
No. Hey, take that out, Keenan. Take that out. Take that out.
Now, leave it in.
Get your fucking shine box.
Oh, to hear, we're gonna have to work on your accents, boo.
Here's the thing, anytime I do an accent, it just comes out super racist, so I just stop doing them.
Yes, that you need to go to accent class. They
ain't gonna make no difference. I'm still gonna say, all my accents sound like a Boston, Jamaican, Russian. Like all of the shit, it just all comes together. None of it ever sounds.
Basically, how you sound every day is what
that's range right there.
Hey, nigga, one person like all the Boston is just me yelling is Boston.
Let me hear it.
Haba yard. I parked my car in Haba yard and got a black shopping.
Oh yeah,
Hoppercon.
Why are you sound like a leprechaun?
I parked my car in the harbor yard. That's same. What everybody heard. Woohoo! I parked my car on the other side of the river.
Green marshmallows and yellow balloons.
Hey man, Jurassic Park and Ghostbusters, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Y'all play too much. Forgot. Y'all childish. That's the problem.
Ghostbusters.
I'd rather Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Got
Ghostbusters.
That sounds fun.
All right, Ghostbusters is unanimous on that one, man. We're pretty get up out of here because they play too much. Shout out to Courtney Haynes for coming through as a special guest. And shout out to the OG squad, Man Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Clyde. I'm to hear more. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Doom, 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 doom.